A discussion of the idea of a visitation of God in the Scriptures includes trials that we face. God has the power to relieve us of all forms of trouble and yet allows it. Although we don't see it when things aren't going well, trial can shape our character, strengthen us, and help us come to terms with ourselves and helps us realize that the Lord is with us. Such was the case with Job, a righteous man who attracted the hate and jealousy of Satan. God allowed the devil to afflict Job, who appealed to God for deliverance. Job wanted to know why these things were happening to him and asked, "What is man that thou shouldest magnify him, and that thou shouldest set thine heart upon him, and that thou shouldest visit him every morning and try him every moment?" In Job 7:17-18. Job acknowledged God's divine authority and never questioned the righteousness of God or his right to try him. God allowed these trials but placed a limit on what Satan could do to the patriarch in Job 1:12-2:6. David was well acquainted with trial in his lifetime and knew how God preserved him. He writes, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all," in Psalm 34:19. Christ warned his disciples that trials would come upon them as they continued the work he set before them. Christ stated, "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved," in Matthew 10:22. Christ added that some of them would be afflicted and killed. "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake," in Matthew 24:9. Christ told his disciples, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world," in Matthew 28:20. And God will help us during times of need. Paul reinforces this, stating, "But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it," in 1 Corinthians 10:13. Paul told Timothy, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution," in 2 Timothy 3:12. Peter speaks of the value of trial in regard to our faith. He states, "Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ," in 1 Peter 1:6-7. God's visitation during these periods strengthens and encourages us. Paul reminds us that the Scriptures themselves are there to assist us. "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope," in Romans 15:4. When trials occur, we have the resources to strengthen our resolve and remain faithful. Patience comes from a determination to remain faithful in spite of the bad things that will happen. Solomon wrote, "If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small," in Proverbs 24:10. We'll never grow stronger in our faith if we allow ourselves to weaken under the strain of trial. James tells us, "My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience," in James 1:2-3. God allows us to be tried so that we'll be able to endure obstacles and setbacks that will take place during the course of our lives. As God's children, we must endure these, trusting in God who's able to strengthen us. The writer of Hebrews states, "For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me," in Hebrews 13:5-6. John also reminds us, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world," in 1 John 4:4. Although we don't think of trial as a visitation from God, we can be assured that the Lord cares for us and will be with us no matter what happens.